Well, Steve, the U.S. military is now estimating that it has completed up to a quarter of its pullout from Afghanistan. I'm saying up to a quarter because the military has been giving us ranges of their estimates because they don't want to tell the enemy exactly how much they have pulled out at any given time. But U.S. Central Command, that's the group that oversees all of the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, the fight in Syria as well. They came out with the estimate and they said that the U.S. has completed between 16% and 25% of their retrograde process, which is their way of saying the pullout. They gave us some more details about the equipment that's been removed. They also said that they've turned over about 10,000 pieces of equipment to the Defense Logistics Agency for disposition.
Did they give any information about how the U.S. military and perhaps NATO may continue to support the Afghan troops in the region after the withdrawal? Because there's been some questions as to how they're going to do the cross-border support.
So that is still to be determined, and it's still very tricky. The commander of U.S. Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, has told lawmakers and reporters that there's going to be some sort of over-the-horizon training and support. Now, over-the-horizon is the military's way of saying that they're going to be based in other countries, possibly, you know, Qatar, possibly UAE, possibly being based out in the Arabian Sea, and they will send in the reinforcement and the supplies that they need to have the oversight, the flight, the drones, everything necessary from afar. Now, it gets a little bit complicated with training because they haven't said exactly how they're going to train. They've just said that U.S. troops are going to be out of Afghanistan. The one thing that has been criticized severely by experts is the lack of support for the Afghan Air Force, because right now there's not a plan in place on how the U.S. is going to replace the contractors. The Afghan government, the Afghan military relies heavily on U.S. contractors to repair its aircraft and maintain its aircraft. So once those contractors pull out with the U.S. military, it's a little unclear how that maintenance is going to be kept up.
Now, speaking of criticism, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday urged President Biden to reconsider the decision to withdraw, even though former Republican President Donald Trump is the one who made the agreement with the Taliban. Has the Pentagon responded in any way to the criticism about the U.S. troop withdrawal in general?
So I actually asked Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby about that criticism today during our briefing. And he said he pointed out that the enemy that Mitch McConnell is talking about, the enemy that may retake the high ground, as Mitch McConnell was trying to put it, that enemy is actually al-Qaeda. And that enemy, John Kirby says, has been diminished, not extinguished, he made very clear, but diminished. And that is why the U.S. feels that it is time now to pull out, because according to the president's thoughts, once bin Laden was taken out in May of 2011, that was the leadership that had fallen. And then in Afghanistan, al-Qaeda has gotten more and more diminished, according to the president's view. And as long as the Taliban does not support al-Qaeda in order to allow it to regroup and to have a safe haven to launch attacks against the United States, the United States, in the president's opinion, doesn't need to be in Afghanistan to continue its counterterror war.